Hello.
Good evening. My name is Gary. I was returning your call with customer support. How may I help you?
I called earlier because I was charged something on my credit card twice, and I don't have any. I don't even know your company.
Okay, give me one second. We are just a call center, but we can access the accounts of over 100 different online stores. So, can you spell your first name, and I should be able to find out who's billing you.
It's A-L-Y-C-E. Is this for Extraordinary Garden?
I would have no idea until I pull up your account. Can I have your zip code?
43616.
43616. Can you spell your last name for me?
Davis.
All right, and is your email, I mean not email, is your address 4331 Newark Road, Oxford, Pennsylvania?
Nope.
Okay, it's not you. Do you stay in Columbus, Ohio?
No, I'm in Oregon, Ohio.
Can you give me your zip code one more time?
43616.
43616. That's not good. Is your email at alicebobby65@gmail.com? That's probably
nope.
Not you either.
Nope.
I'm not finding anything on our files, ma'am. I would have to advise you to call your bank because I can't find anything. And
okay, now who are you
good.
Calling so I can tell them the bank what the problem is?
We are a call center, and we have the access to the accounts of over 100 different online stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, with me being that I'm not able to find anything, that's kind of concerning because I can't see who's charging.
Yeah, I was charged twice on my credit card, and I don't even know the company. Never heard of them before or anything.
No, yes, ma'am. That's why I would have to advise you to call your banking.
Okay.
Maybe get your card canceled or
okay.
Something.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.